Section 1.3. The Population Age. This book is directed at the population of the entire world. So, for a moment, let's discuss an important world statistic, its total population. Let's start by examining the average age of all people living on the Earth, at this moment. The average age of the people living in the United States today is 36.8 years. That means the number of people who are both younger and older in the population is the same. The mathematically astute know this number is technically termed the median age. So, the median age of the United States is relatively young. For the entire world, the median age is even younger. It is a staggering 26.8 years. That's very young. What this number tells us is there are far more young persons around than there are elderly. It means the population is growing at such a rapid rate, the number of children being born greatly exceeds the number of people dying. This is due to lower infant mortality rates and high fertility rates in developing countries. These factors have skewed the average age dramatically downward in recent times. A little known fact is today there are more people alive on planet Earth than have died in ages past. Yes, it's absolutely true. Using statistical analysis of population progression, coupled with historical death rates and some knowledge of past cataclysmic events, this fact can easily be deduced. The scientific community has calculated approximately 5.46 billion people were born prior to the year 1900 AD. You can go on the internet and add up the numbers for yourself. There are no longer any people alive who were born prior to the year 1900, the last one recently passed away. This is due to anyone with a birthday prior to the year 1900 AD would have to be at least 119 years old, as of the publication date of this version of the book. Anyone older than 110 is referred to as supercentenarians. There are typically only about 300 to 500 such persons alive at any one time. Just as predicted in the last edition, all persons born prior to 1900 passed away within the last decade. When we compare the estimate of deceased persons from ages past, 5.46 billion, to the current population living on the Earth today, 6.87 billion, we see there are indeed more people alive now than what have died in the past. Doing the math shows 6.87 billion minus 5.46 billion equals 1.41 billion. And, based on the median age, the vast majority of the people alive today will be witness to all the events leading up to the end of the world. And that's not all. The majority of all people ever born will be spectators as well. You should find such facts spectacularly interesting after taking time to fully digest what it means. So, what about the elderly among us? The lifespan for the average person living on Earth today is a few moments short of 70 years. The longevity of people has crept up due to an improved diet, coupled with better health care for the aged. While there are many factors which influence longevity, the truth is, nearly 40% of the population of the Earth will reach at least the age of 80 before they die. So, if you're alive today, even at an advanced age, you have a good chance of witnessing at least the next few events of the final timeline. If you are around the age of 70 or so, you have an excellent chance of living to witness all the events leading up to the final ending, of which I am writing. If you're under the age of 60, the actual odds reflect you will live to see the complete fulfillment of Scripture. The ending of the world will occur well within the expected lifetime of most of the citizens of planet Earth who are currently alive today. Is that near enough? Listen, friends, the very end of mankind is upon us. The majority of persons alive today will live to see it with their own eyes. And fully one half of everyone still alive at the midpoint of the tribulation will be dead within the following 3.5 years. What a terrible statistic. Imagine for the moment, the population of the Earth is 9 billion people at the instant of the rapture. This secret event is going to happen sometime around the midpoint of the tribulation. This will take place approximately 3.5 years after the signing of the peace treaty between the Jews and the Arabs. For sake of argument, let's assume 3 billion people are taken in the rapture up to heaven to be with Jesus. This would equate to 1/3 of the world's population, leaving 6 billion people living on the Earth. So, over the following 3.5 years, 3 billion people are going to be killed. If you break it down into a number we can all understand, worldwide nearly 2.4 million people will die each and every day. At such a rate, it would take less than 4 months for every man, woman, and child living in the United States today to be killed. The daily number of deaths worldwide today averages 153,000 persons. This is the normal average number of people who die each and every day. That means the death rate during the last half of the tribulation will be over 16 times higher than it is right now. That's a picture of the carnage which is coming for those who reject God and His Son Jesus Christ. When you're ready, you can proceed on to the fourth section in chapter 1, Man's Total Annihilation. It can be found on page 10 of your book. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the chapter 1 page. Then click on the section entitled, Man's Total Annihilation. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for section labeled 1.4, Man's Total Annihilation.